Hello.
Radio.
You are now tuned into the Covenant Cafe with your hosts, Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lake. Are you stressed? Don't be stressed. You should always be blessed. You got a testimony to speak. You need a little advice, or you just need to hear some inspirational music. Well, you have found the place, the Covenant Cafe, with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lake. It's time to get blessed.
Covenant Cafe, your host Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace,
and we welcome you to the Covenant Cafe. It's been hot here in Virginia, it's been 95 all weekend. It's been a very interesting week as well, and this weekend has been great. What about yourself there, Poetic?
Man, that's good, man. It's been rainy and hot down here in Florida. So you got to be an alligator to like it.
Tough kid.
I've also had like an interesting week. This weekend has been well, you know. So I'm thankful. We here.
Yes, another. Man, these weeks have been going very fast, ladies and gentlemen. I mean,
Yeah. Man,
because you know I look forward to these shows, man, because I always have an action-packed week for some reason. I feel like a super. There's always something that's out there that this happens to you. Like, what? But it's all good. But however, before we get into the details of what we're going to talk about, some very edgy stuff, a lot of surprises, a lot of stuff. But we have to open up with our word, and then we shall proceed.
Amen. So tonight, I got some thick word for y'all. So y'all gonna bear with me, but it's thick.
So like that alligator skin.
It's hot and humid, you know. But this message is so thick, and I want to speak on the memory, on the having your mind that if God says He's gonna do it, He's gonna do it. He gave me two scriptures to actually give y'all tonight, so we're just gonna kind of cross reference on just confirming that when God says He's gonna do something, He's gonna do it. So first, I'm going to take y'all to Isaiah 7, 10 through 16. And this is actually going into the prophecy of Jesus Christ. But it's the things that He says to this man that makes you say, like, okay, there's some power behind this. And it reads from the New King James Version. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Isaiah, saying, ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Isaiah said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Then he said, hear now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to be weary, to weary men, but will you weary God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear the son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And Emmanuel actually means, give me a second, I'm sorry. And Emmanuel actually means, literally, God with us. We continue reading. Curds and honey he shall eat, and he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land you dread will be forsaken by both her kings. Remind you, so this is through the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah, you know, he's going into the prophecy of saying that Jesus is coming and everything like that. You know, the virgin's mom, obviously that's Mary, Emmanuel is Jesus, God is with us. So I'm going to get to how does this imply to us. Now, what stood out to me when I asked the Lord about today's show, where am I going with this, the thing that he highlighted for me that I saw first was moreover, was 10 and 11, which said, moreover, the Lord spoke against as I was saying, ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God, asking either in the depth or in the height above. So the thing about it is I'm reading throughout the Bible on how signs, how according to God's purpose for you to do something, God will give you a form of confirmation of showing I am God, I am with you, and this will be done. Now, this text took me, he took me straight backwards to Judges 6, 36 through 40. I'm going to read this and we help. All right. 36 reads, so Gideon said to God, if you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, look, I shall put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. There is dew on the fleece only, and it is dry all on the ground. Then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said. And it was so. When he arose early the next morning and squeezed the fleece together, he wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, do not be angry with me, but let me speak just once more. Let me test, I pray, just once more with the fleece. Let it now be dry only on the fleece, but on the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night. It was dry on the fleece only, but there was dew on all the ground. So just this capturing everything. There comes a time where God has put, he'll put a mission or an assignment on you. He'll pour into you gifts, talents, whatever it may be. And it is like, I'm looking at this text. It's showing me how is it wrong to talk to your Father, your Maker, humbly now. Talk to him humbly, saying, God, can you please show me a sign? Show me which direction to go. Give me confirmation in the right direction. Because God said, I'm not a man. You know what I mean? Is it too hard? Is it too hard for God to do anything? So God, surely God can show you a sign. So that's what I'm saying is when God has put a purpose in you and he said it's going to be done, it's going to be done. And he can put a sign to you. Look how Gideon went about it. Gideon asked for something only God knows and only God can do, and it was done. And just to make sure, just for confirmation, Lord, please don't be angry with me, but I want you to do it in reverse now, again. And God did it. God is serious. When God says he's telling you to go do something for him, to save his people or to, you know, do something in that range, in his purpose, in his will for your life, God is serious about it. So it's up to us to be serious about it as well, to pursue with so much might. And one thing that really tripped me out is this was relationship, because they had to talk to God to get this. And this is like back and forth. This is a back and forth thing. This is not just all I do is talk and I don't listen to God. They said something, God responded. God showed them the way. They were patient. They were willing to see. Because the thing is, you got to have expectancy. Gideon said, Lord, show me if this is so. You know, make this dry, make this wet. And then he patiently waited till the morning came, and then he went to check to see if God did it. But that's all in line with faith. That's all in line with belief.
Wait, we're in a microwave state that we live in nowadays. We have to have it right now. Now,
right.
Now the controversy, now here's the question.
Okay.
Being the devil's advocate, we live in a microwave, fast food, gotta have it now society. Do you blame people for being frustrated with God? Because I prayed today. I went to church today, and I prayed for this supposed to happen, like, real quick. So what do you say to those people that are not saved that said, hey, man, why wait on God when I could just try to do it myself? I can handle this.
Oh, we can go in about that, because check this out. Obviously, what you're doing is not working, because if it was working, then why are you in this predicament now? That's one thing for sure. So why not try something new and wait on God? And if two, I can either come at you like God came to Job. God said, oh, so you made the earth? Oh, so you made the water? Or you did this? Where were you when I did da-da-da-da? So the thing is, you're not God. So why even question, God, why are you going to take so long? When are you going to do this for me? How are you going to come through? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is about God's will and God's word is so perfect, to where we can't even understand it. Can you even think about perfection to the point where you don't understand it? To how every good thing, everything works to the good of those who love him?
Mm.
That's perfection. So that means a car came and hit me today, and later down the line, that was the best thing that ever happened for me. That's one of the best things, because he said everything a thing. Now, I can give you some many scenarios. A car hit me on the side of the road, and I thought that was the worst thing because this and that, and it led to me getting a brand new car, or it led to me meeting somebody who had a job opportunity for me. And when I went to meet that job opportunity for me, I got the job, and next you know, it caused me to speak to somebody who actually needs to be delivered to Christ. It's like a whole bunch of good stuff just happened from one event that you call bad.
Mm.
So it's just like, you know, for just for that statement, like, it overall, is, bro, like, you're not God. And what God has for us is so perfect that we can't fathom it. So patience is very key. I want to be more and more like an oven. Because, you know, like an oven, because, like you said, it's that microwave mind state this generation is. So an oven, when the oven cooks stuff, the nutrients is getting sealed in there. A microwave fries off a lot of the nutrition and stuff. And then it's chemicals and radiation. But that oven, you get a home-cooked thick meal that sticks to your bones.
Mm-hmm.
You can't replace it.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty deep, man. You know what? Just for that, I got to get this to you, homeboy. I can't give you credit, but... That's the money for the day. That was money.
Glory to God.
Speaking of that, I know earlier you were saying, you know, the time is here. Let's talk about some events that happened here recently. The shooting that just happened this morning in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Seven people are dead because a gunman. Someone decided to say they want to kill somebody.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to even get into the whole article because it's self-explanatory. And it's seven people are dead, which includes the suspected gunman. So you got seven lives, including his.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in his life that went wrong so bad that he has to go take other people's lives?
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You go back to what happened a couple of weeks ago with the Batman movie. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
People are losing their minds. I mean, that guy with the Batman movie, he planned that for months.
Mm.
You know, so today's society, man, is just like so crazy. Like I said, I have to have it now. If I don't, I had to take somebody's life. It's just life simple.
Yeah.
Not saying take someone else's life is simple, but that's just the mindset. It's full child mindset. I want it now.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't have it now, screw it. My life is down the toilet. I'm going to take someone else's life.
Mm.
What? Your life is down the toilet, and you feel that your life is down the toilet. So you know there's a lot of wrong things going on. Why can't we just go see someone to get help? And listen to that person, because the gunman last with the Batman movie, he was actually seeing a therapist.
Mm.
So was she actually doing her job, or was he actually paying attention, or he or she? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we must be patient when we seeking help, because apparently he was seeking help. He was at a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, so because of the we got to have it now. When you go see therapists, you're not cured overnight. That therapist is not Jesus.
Right, right, right.
Okay. You can't get punched in the face and be set, and be healed, which leads into the Ty Bentley story.
Mm.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Before you even touch that, before even you touch that and we move from that, even the thing is that's crazy about this. Like, you know, we just had this incident and that incident. It's going back to back. All these tragic things. And it's just to say it, I'm not surprised, because even the Bible states in 2 Timothy 3:13, it says, "But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue things which you have learned and been assured of knowing from whom you have learned them. And as from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through the faith in which in Christ Jesus. So it's like, that's, you know, what you're saying is so true. Like, it's getting realer. It's getting realer. And the Bible warned us this years ago, saying, you know, it's going to get worse and worse. But what you need to do is hold on to these words. Hold on to these words. You know what Jesus did? Jesus prayed. His relationship with God was so on point. We have to have our relationship with Christ so on point to where it's like, all right, I knew this was going to come. I'm not even going to be mad at Cuz because of that stupid stuff he just did. I'm going to pray. I'm praying. My heart is clean. Pray for his heart. We want to walk a path of righteousness, a way of righteous to righteously handle this situation instead of retaliating with evil. Because we can, it's easy to be evil and to retaliate evil. Because I've heard so many leaders since the shooting come back on and say, this guy is so ugly, he's so evil, and blah, 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 going off. And can you blame him? I'm not even going to say can you blame him or not, but what I can say is, how is a retaliation of evil good? Because basically what you're doing is you're shedding wicked words to other listeners. And as a leader, why would you discourage the people? Why aren't we saying stuff like, okay, yeah, this happened, but we got to understand that, you know, Christ Jesus, God has a perfect plan, and this happened for a reason. And yeah, there is wickedness, and we need to gird ourselves up. We need to be, you know what I mean, more so of alerting the public of what the spiritual sense of the whole situation. Instead of just, my whole thing is, why retaliate with evil? Why retaliate evil using evil? It's not good. This is not Christian.
No.
It's but it's not. Tough. I understand where you're coming from now.
It's really, really, really crazy right now. People is like losing their last scruples or last screws. Yep. They had any screws left in their whole mindset. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like
you said, man. Well, the term getting real, let's keep it real. It really got real out here.
Yeah.
And it's like people are going in real hard, like not even caring about what they're doing and what's coming out of their mouth. Public figures are saying crazy stuff that's coming out of their mouth. I mean, like, people just don't even care. They just shoot like a faucet, you know, let it run, you know. So you actually have some news that you want to actually talk about that you've come across.
Yeah, we can definitely get on a lighter note.
let's talk of gears a little bit.
Yeah, so this week, you know, just giving you a part of my life, God has shown me true love. He's shown me a lot about true love. And true love is that love that it's a compassion. It gives you power and strength that you can't even imagine. So God showed me that in my life. He showed me that with somebody else's life. So this woman, her name is Lauren Karnacki, from the Virginia area, from Glen Allen, Virginia. Her dad, a BMW, which weighs a ton and a half, fell on top of her dad while he was working on the car. When she saw it, without even thinking about it, she didn't even think twice. She runs. She's 22 years old now, 22-year-old female. She runs and lifts the car up. I'll read it from quotes. I just lifted up the car and kind of threw it and shoved my body into it as hard as I could. And then I came back and dragged him out of there and started CPR. That's what Lauren said. There wasn't no thinking about it. Her dad is alive, and all he said was when the interview was, tell my daughter I said thank you. He has fractured ribs. He has a fractured rib. He has broken ribs, a lot of fractures, and he's still feeling numbness in his body, but he's alive. And so just that story right there just showed me the power of love, because this is a 22-year-old young female who lifted up a car, a BMW 525i. You know, these are some cars.
Wow.
Regardless of the fact, she lifted up a car. the power of love. So this is, I'm encouraging to walk in love. You feel me? Because that's what I want right there. Little what? Building fall on, hey, Lamar, little building fall somewhere near you. I bet I come and just lift it up and be like, all right, get out of here, Lamar. You know what I'm saying?
I've been more so like, let me call AAA.
But and listen to the urgency of it. Look, a car fell on her dad. It wasn't no time to think, like, okay, I need to call 911. Like, this car can kill him if it stayed here too long.
That is your father. I was the same thing.
Straight up.
I would be like, car, be off my father. Be gone.
Hey, I would have spoke on it, huh?
Spoke on that, man. Now, if it was my enemy, I might have been like, hold on, my back hurt. Let me tell myself. Let me not say that. That's not nice.
It's not.
No.
You just, hey, you got to hit a slap button on that.
You know what? You know, that wasn't nice at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, I can get this. Yeah, please don't slap me. You know. Okay, well, in regards to slapping, I have to say this.
Okay.
There's a controversy going on.
Talk to me.
And it's a slapping. It's along with the slapping. The controversy, like I was saying earlier, about getting kicked and being actually healed. This guy Todd Bentley, he wants to actually go on a tour. Actually, this guy Todd Bentley, he's a preacher.
Okay.
And he says, basically, what he does, that he has a cure that helps you if you're sick. And it's really a swift kick to the face, no pun intended. This gentleman.
Wait a minute. You ain't going to just walk by me and say that. Hold on. Wait. You mean literally kick you in the face? Literally?
Literally. Kick you in the face. Now, it's the tattoo leader of Fresh Fire Ministries. That's also... Fresh Fire Ministry. That's got to be a red flag. Fresh Fire?
Fresh Fire.
Fresh Fire Ministry. I think fire and ministry, and when you think about the word fire and ministry, you think of what? I think of hell. I'm just saying.
They meant that with good intentions, like from Jeremiah, the fire in my bones. I'm hoping for the best.
But okay, you being a devil's kind of advocate. But the tattoo leader of Fresh Fire Ministry, based in Lakeland, Florida, down there where you at somewhere, plans on touring the UK this month. The Daily Mail reports several citizens, however, are begging officials to ban Bentley from the country, citing the violent healing tactics as potentially harmful. And one interview, Bentley claims to that the Holy Spirit told him to kick an ill elderly. Understand the combination of the words, ill and elderly. Woman, three words, ill elderly woman, in the face. He kicked in the face with his biker boot. And he actually said this, just as my boot made contact with her nose, the 36-year-old said she fell under the power of God.
Wait a minute, because I know you got some more stuff on the start, but wait a minute. So did it work? So, you telling me it worked?
According to the guy from Fresh Fire Ministry, it's a personal look from a Fresh Tim's. Kick to the face. Your face is looking regular. Now you look like you have waffle fries for your
face.
Oh, man. And this is crazy. And another video segment, the preacher claims that he cured a man of both cancer and a broken sternum by socking him in the chest. Come on, man. I can't believe they give you a slap for that.
Wait. So, this is my thing, though. if the results show up, I mean, you can't argue with results. So, if I kick you in the face and you get healed, what can you say?
Man, I don't know. Because I had to take a pause right there.
But I heard it.
If someone kicked me in the face, I'm going to say, okay, I'm good. Come kick me off. You forced me to say that, hey, I'm okay, man. No need to
get
my nose again.
So you saying, all right, now you ain't saying her, but you saying if it was you got kicked in the face, if you were old, elderly, and a woman, and you got kicked in the face, you got healed because you want him to stop.
Man,
not because
you know what he's got, and you get kicked in the face, you see a different side of. Different type of stars, man. They're not the heavenly stars that you're seeing. I guarantee you. Please stop. Don't hit me no more. And
that's real.
That's what I'm talking about. People are following these other people with these. But apparently, something is working. Because he has following.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You can't argue with results. I think, no. You know what it might be? Check this out. Now, this is a long shot, but it could be accurate. If you get hit in the head like a boxer, when a boxer gets hit in the head numerous times or enough times, their thinking changes. Their voice slur, a lot of stuff changes in their brain. So I really believe if you kick somebody in the head just right, whatever nerve it is in their brain that's telling them they're hurting can get shut off. I really believe that. So you can still, the person can have a broke leg and not even know it because the nerve in their brain that's telling them your leg is broke is cut off.
Now you kicked it and made it known that your leg is broken. Now I told you your leg is broken. Now there's more to this.
Go ahead.
This guy, Bentley, who was originally from Canada, he's a former Hell's Angel member and drug addict.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And according to the National Post, at age 15, he was convicted of sexually assaulting a 7-year-old boy. A 7-year-old.
Ah, man, that's tough.
I'm not saying boy because it doesn't say boy or girl. It doesn't say a 7-year-old. Now, it goes on to say the Canadian first began to receive international attention when he became a key figure in the Lakeland Revival, a Christian revival originated in Lakeland, Florida in the spring of 2008. Over a two-month period, over 400,000 people attended the revival, which had a strong focus on divine healing. Since then, Bentley's career has been fraught with controversy. And 2009, Bentley left his wife for another woman, a church intern who he had an affair with. And now get this, and here is the kicker on the story. In December of last year, Bentley told an audience that he had a hand in bringing 33 people back from the dead.
Okay, I'm done. All right, now I try to play devil's advocate and be like, you know, it's a possibility that it's not. He going ham. He's going hard.
And they said 20 of these cases were medically verified, according to him.
Now all I can say about that, Lord, muzzle me if I'm off. If he has that anointing, if God has put the anointing on him, then amen. But
I'm sorry, I can't play. I gotta go get you in this one. I can't.
Yeah,
I'm saying. I must say, kick me in the face. And then I say you say I'm healed. I no longer have a straight nose. I have a crooked nose. What people are thinking that they're being healed from.
You know what? Now I think about it, you know what? I can't, yeah, you're right. Because biblically, let's look at Jesus, Paul, Peter. Whenever, you know, because Jesus gave them the power, the Holy Spirit gave them the power. Whenever the Holy Spirit was not violent. But you don't read nowhere in that, man, Jesus healed this paralyzed man after stomping him in the ground. You're right. Yeah, you know, you can't even play devil's advocate no more. Come on. This is crazy. The Holy Spirit is not violent towards healing. Now, true enough, I've heard, you know, you have your cases when it gets worse before it gets better, as far as, like, you take this medication and you get a little sicker before you get better. I've heard stuff like that, or acne medication, you break out a little bit more before it goes away, or, you know, stuff like that. I've heard that, or even going through the storm, it always gets worse before it gets better. The sun comes out before the dawn, you know, it's darkest before the dawn. So you have those cases, but I can't vouch for him. I can't.
No. And the last edgy story for today, the weird but true news. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now here it is. Here is a way China, there's a little area in China, a lady has figured out a way to slow traffic down at a crosswalk. Okay.
So, I've been trying to figure that out for the last 2 months now.
Let me tell you what happened.
All right.
An unidentified elderly woman was getting fed up with drivers speeding past a crosswalk near her home in China, according to the news there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Local cops offered little help. So the lady turned, you know, she's an older lady, elderly.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get kicked in the face to be healed. But, however, she decided to be resourceful. So, in order to try to slow down the drivers, so what she did was, with the aid of a strategically positioned inflatable girlfriend, she tied the counterfeit cutie to the tree next to the crosswalk. Apparently hoping the rubberneckers would eventually slow down at the site of the blow-up doll, basically.
Okay.
It only worked once. So her tactic, I guess I should say this. Her tactic worked, but worked once.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say it didn't work. It's weird.
Okay.
It's weird, but... you have people that do the rubbernecking when accidents happen, you slow down. And so she figured she put something sort of controversial, people would sit there and look at it.
I could see where it was, because I would think that would work too. Like, people are at least going to slow down and look like, what's that? That they would slow down just a glimpse, not necessarily watch, but just slow down and glimpse. Because I probably, like, if I'm not focused and I glance, I'm like, hold on, I know they ain't tripping. This is slow down, but, I mean, shoot.
You could slow it down and see what the heck it is. And and that's basically what worked. They actually slowed down. Actually, before I finish this story, I have a caller. We might have our special guest on the line here. Oh, let's go to the line here. Caller, you are on the air. This is the Covenant Cafe, your host, Lamont Ferguson, and...
Poetic Lay.
Hello?
Is this who I think it is?
Yes, this is Sim Speedy.
This is our special guest, ladies and gentlemen. You know
Sim
what? What we do for... we don't have any money. I don't have any money to give to you because it's a recession. I know they don't talk about it, but I still live by the recession. We're going to give you this here.
Well, thank you very much.
Sim, before even we get started, man, I got to say, glory to God, man. I commend you. It's a blessing whenever a man of God or a woman of God, but in this case, a man of God comes on who God is just using to build up the kingdom, man. I commend you. You know, keep going.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, but go ahead. Go ahead, Lamont. I had to throw that out there. You know me.
Go ahead. You go ahead and finish up there.
You know me. But because I thought I cut you off. Did I cut you off?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. I cut people off sometimes. I get excited because you, like, I'm looking. I checked out your bio. I listened to your music first thing, and we all going to listen to it again in a second. But you're a great vocalist, and you're great on the piano.
Oh, thank you.
That's a powerful duo. So, guys using you, you know, I want to know about Tim Spady. No, not Tim, Timothy Spady. Like, where'd you come from? What your upbringing? Tell me something inspirational that the listeners can hear.
Okay. Well, first thing, that's not me singing on that one song. That's my cousin.
Oh, okay.
His name is Walt Anderson. I'm more of a writer and pianist. So I used to get like a lot of singers and different people to sing my stuff, but I just had to clarify that because he's the one singing on that song. You know, I started playing piano when I was around like 11, just playing by ear, just sitting at my grandmother's piano, just kind of banging out different chords and different notes. But my whole family has always been musical, so I've always had that music kind of in me. When I was 11, I kind of really started to see, you know, that God had something for me. I was like, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, but I was forming chords. I was playing music. I didn't really know how. So I kind of took that and kind of ran with it and fell in love with it. And, yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you real quick. My man, Poetic, he's going to have some more stuff for you. But the song I listened to, both of them are great. But the song Can't Make It Without Your Love, that song, yes. Man, can you give us some background on that song?
Wow. I kind of just had an instrumental at first. I did an instrumental. I had like this chord pattern in my head. I was like, let me just put it down. So I put down the music. I didn't really write words to it for a while, but I wanted to write to it. And every time I heard the music, I was like, it was kind of like a love song to God. And so I was in that love God mode, and that song kind of birthed out of that. I was like 19, or I think I was 19 when I wrote that one. And my cousin did the vocals, and, you know, he did an excellent job on it. And, you know, I'm really happy about that song. That's one people really tend to like and gravitate towards, too, as well.
That song right there, boy, I'm telling you, I'm like, man. It was awesome. Not to say your other song wasn't awesome, but like you said, I mean, that one, it was actually pulled me in, and then when I listened to the next track, I was already on your level, man. Well,
thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I was there, man. I'm sorry, Poetic. Go ahead.
Man, you done hyped the song up. We need to go into it. For real.
Well, let's go into it. Tim, hang on. We're going to go into Can't Make It Without Your Love, and then we're going to come back to you, okay?
Great.
All right, so this is Tim Spady, Can't Make It Without Your Love, here on the Covenant Cafe.
Oh, yeah. I can't make it without your love. can't make it without your love.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, that was Tim Spady. Without your love. Man, Lace.
Great stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Thank you. And again, featuring Walt Anderson. I got to plug that out there, too. Because every time people are like, oh, did you sing on that song? I'm like, I wish. I was like, no.
Who you tell that? Hey, I wish, too. I wish I sung on that, too.
I wish I sung on that, too, but I can't sing. So I guess if I can't take my shower to the studio to sing that, I'm only singing in the shower. Sorry.
Yeah. It'd be like that. So now that we heard that, man, what projects do you have out that we need to be aware of, that the people need to know is out there right now?
Well, the project that song is on is called Songs from My Heart. It's on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, every like digital outlet you can think about is on.
Good stuff.
And I would love to do like a Christmas EP. I have some Christmas songs that I wrote last Christmas. So I would love to do something like that. I'm not sure if I can have it out by this Christmas, but definitely by next Christmas, I'm going to have like a small Christmas EP. So that's probably the next thing I'm going to do.
Good stuff. Can you give us a background on the, your album that's currently out on iTunes, CD Baby, and other and all digital outlets? Can you give us some background on it?
Of course. All of the songs, or most of the songs, I've been writing since I was like 14 or 15. So I have such a bunch of music that I really wanted to kind of get out. They're older, you know. I don't want to say they're dated, but they kind of are. I was 14 or 15 when I wrote them, so I wanted to put a project together that had music kind of reflecting who I was when I was a teenager, when I really, really started to really get into music and really start to write music. So most of the songs on this project are songs that I've written from age 15 until I released it when I was 22. So it's really like kind of personal music, you know, music that I was writing when, you know, I've had some difficult times, even though I was young when I wrote them. You know, we all still go through things.
Definitely.
But, you know, music when I was, you know, going through stuff, music when I was happy, music when I was experimenting. So it's just a really a lot of music that really signifies who I am.
Great stuff. And you kind of answered the question I just automatically have to ask you, but I want to ask it anyway. What exactly do we have to look forward from you as far as events, your next project, any special collaborations, or just something that we have to look forward to, or what you have going on now, any organizations you're working with? Like, you know, we want to know, you know, who you are as an artist so we can follow you and we can support you. You know what I mean? Because we want to uplift up all our brothers and sisters who are building the kingdom. So, Lena, tell us something, what's going on.
Well, right now, I really want to focus on writing. So I would love to just really write for people. I feel I'm more drawn to writing. I love to write. I love to create music. I love to, you know, form different melodies and different ideas in my head. So what I really want to do is write for more artists. My song was selected, I'll Forever Praise Him, for GMWA, their mass choir. So their mass choir and their songbook, they do a conference every year, Gospel Workshop of America, and it was selected for that. So next year, hopefully, I'll be able to go and teach it, and they can, you know, minister it during that conference. But I'm really in the writing mode. You know, I'm trying to, you know, get music out there to different artists, work with them, write for them, mostly.
Okay. And my last question before I turn you over to Lamont, where can we find you at? As far as Facebook, Twitter, like how can we get in contact with you so we can follow your updates or even just communicate with you? Where can we go?
Definitely. I'm not a big tweeter. I'm trying to get on that. Like, I really need to get on Twitter, but I'm at T Spady, T-S-P-A-D-Y. So definitely check me out. Definitely follow me on that. And if you go to Facebook, my music page is just simply Timothy Spady. So, you know, if you ever get a minute, you know, like me, friend request me, I would love to connect with you.
That's some good stuff. We definitely enjoy having you on our show. Now,
thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That's no problem at all. I know, you know, you have a busy set schedule for you to take the time and to call in and just share your thoughts on, you know, what you have going on, which is great. Your projects sound wonderful. Great by me, you know what I mean? And I'm quite sure great by many others. So, like I said, we don't have any money to give to you. We are in a recession, so this right here is recession-proof.
Well, that is compensation enough. That's excellent. Thank you.
You know, I feel that applause is definitely recession-proof because it can go through, you know, through any rough time, you know, giving someone applause. Whether it's computerized or actual applause, it kind of uplifts.
That's very true. That is very true, actually. Very true.
So what actually we're going to do is get into your last song, this other song that actually is by you. I'll forever praise him. And actually, before we get into that last song, what is your writing? I like to find out people's writing process because I know I write all throughout the day and night or whenever it hits me. What is your writing process? I mean, do you carry notepads? I know I do, you know, and I write on everything inside of my house. My wife gets on me about it.
My writing process, it varies. Sometimes I'll have like a melody in my head where I'll just record it on my phone. Sometimes I'll have like lyrics that I, you know, have in my head and I'll write it down real quick. But mostly I get the melody first, which is kind of opposite from a lot of songwriters I know. They will have like a lyric or an idea and then I'll go write it and then put music to it. I kind of put music to it first. And then I kind of sit on it for a while, listen and kind of hear what I see can go in terms of lyric-wise. And then I'll go and write the music. Sometimes God will give me a song walking down the street. Sometimes he'll give it to me while I'm watching TV. But a lot of times the trend that I've noticed is that he gives me the music, the melody, before he gives me the lyrics. And that came with I'll Forever Praise Him. Richard Smallwood is my biggest music inspiration. So I kind of studied him when I wrote this song. I wrote the music to it when I was like 16 and then wrote the lyrics when I was about 21. But, you know, he was an inspiration to me writing this song. So I had the music, I was singing on the music for a while, and then a few years ago, God gave me the lyrics and, you know, birthed the song.
Awesome. We definitely appreciate you having you on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Tim Spady.
Oh, wait, and before you go into it, wait a second. Hey, Tim, you said you make beats and stuff, right?
I'm dabbling more into that, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to holler at you.
Okay.
Like, I'm definitely going to holler at you, so you be aware. I currently know how to find you on Twitter and on Facebook.
Cool.
So you start tweeting, sir, so I can be in contact with you.
Definitely, man. Same.
Definitely would love to hear that poetic like Tim combo collaboration.
Yeah.
Definitely. I would love that.
All right. Like I said, once again, we definitely appreciate it, okay?
Thank you. And this song actually is featuring a soloist by the name of Naneka Best. So, again, I wrote the music and she is doing the lead vocals.
Now, and can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yeah, oh my God, she's an awesome singer. She has toured, you know, in Europe, all over, and she's working on a project now that she's trying to release early quarter of next year. So, yeah, she's an amazing singer.
Okay, so you kind of put yourself amongst great artists. That's one thing we actually do a lot on this show is highlight the independent artists.
We do talk to
the national artists, but the meat of everything is basically the independent artist, the one that people can kind of reach out and have come to a function, because a lot of the national artists, because of their status, it's kind of hard to get them to come
to your church without everybody coming bombarding, you know, the church just because that national
artist
is
there.
Yeah. Not to say that you can't bring the same crowd, but it's just the level of people are into your music, not into who you are.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's the one thing we definitely pride ourselves off of, you know, highlighting the independent artists.
That's great. Keep doing that because it's hard out there for independent artists. So it's great when you have people who specifically try to cater to that, and that's wonderful.
Now, what is I know I was about to let you go, but this is my last question. What is your heart? What is the biggest challenge for you as an independent artist? As far as it tough getting gigs because you're independent.
I wouldn't say that it's tough getting gigs, but you might not be getting the gig that you might want. So, you know,
okay.
The type of music that I write is choir music. So I can always go to a church Sunday morning or in the bed or something and do music because that's something that that they like. They like choir music. I think it's just getting the exposure that you want. It's harder to do that because you don't have the powers of a label or a big-time manager or even the finances to really put yourself out there the way that you would like to. So I think getting the exposure is the toughest part. But now you can get a lot more exposure with social media, just like networking with different people is a lot easier, but it's still probably the biggest challenge for me, I would say.
Okay. And that's I definitely understand that because finances, you're not going to be able to go, I guess, farther distances and back to back, where the national artists definitely have that type of finances available to them to be able to go from New York to California, whereas you might say,
with
look,
these,
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, I could go to New York to California, but it had to be one in June and the next one in December. What are you doing? You know what I mean?
Long time.
You got to pay that money up. You got to get that money together.
Yeah, you got to get it up.
You know, and you got to go back to work. So do you work a regular job?
I do. I'm actually about to go back to school in January to get a master's in school counseling. So. You're also working and trying to do music. You know, it's a lot. But if you love to do it, then you'll make time to do it.
Hey, I'm with you on that. Well, let's give this gentleman a round of applause. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Definitely for pursuing your dreams, your goals. It's awesome. Keep up the good work. And we'll be talking to you again.
Definitely, man. Y'all do the same.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tim Spady. Awesome gentleman. Awesome. Very down-to-earth gentleman. I mean, what do you think, Poetic? I mean...
Yeah, good, humble guy. Great songwriter. He can play the piano. I mean, you know, good stuff.
Very awesome. So what we're going to do is get into his song, Can't Make It Without Your Love, and then we'll get into some other stuff like the Poetic Spot, Poetic Avenue, coming right up here on the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And we're about to go into Tim Spady, Can't Make It Without Your Love. Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry, we played that one already. I mean, I must really love that song. I want to play it again.
Yeah. Hey. I was like, all right, well, if you like it that much, I ain't going to say nothing.
Well, however, it's actually going to be I'll Forever Praise Him, which we should do. Tim Spady.
Holy Father.
Wow.
You see how he tried to show off his piano skills at the end?
Wow.
Good stuff.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That was awesome. You know what? Before we go into discussing this gentleman's stuff, let's go ahead and pay our bills. And then, ladies
definitely.
And gentlemen, we will, you know, got to pay our bills. We got to keep
I want the lights off.
Yeah, got to keep the show going. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Man, like I said before, he's a beast.
Yeah, he's on it.
He's definitely on it. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And you guys know what time it is. It
what time is it?
For the poetry spot, featured by the none other than Poetic Lace himself.
Oh, hit the button.
This is the poetry spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it free into the universe, taping down the tongue and speaking new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress. To confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind, go back in time, when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now, it's a dime. Flow it free, do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked mind. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me. This is the D Poetry Spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Poetry Spot. Your host, Lamont Ferguson, and Poetic Lace.
Poetic Lace.
Yeah, you know what? I know you got something in store for him. I do, too. We both got something very...
You got something, too, now?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Oh, it's that time, huh? You've been prophesying about this day for a long time now. And it's here.
Oh, and I have is an old song. It was very appropriate. Very dope song.
That's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
We're not going to get into that right now. I know you're going to, you have something that's on your mind right now.
Oh, before you even do that, hit the button. You know I don't like coming on without the button.
You know what? You always got to give it the button.
Thank you.
That's evil right now. So what do you have? All right.
So what I have for us today is actually another flashback of my past. Now, I was like, before the show, I was really like, I wanted to write something really, really bad. I'm like, I'm going to write something for the show just for tonight because I got a lot on my chest. And my mom was like, you got like 10 composition books full, page to page. The Lord already gave you what you need. And I was mad. Like, why would you tell me that? But I still happened to open it, and I saw something that was for somebody. Now, I wrote this one. It's called False Beauty. I wrote this when I was 21. And the funny thing about it is, when I was 21, now I'm 24 now, but I've grown a lot. When I was 21, I had a great taste for older women, like 30s and stuff. Like, I don't know why. I felt like if I messing with them gave me experience points or something. It just, I'm old for my age. You know what I'm saying? That's how I thought, you know, so y'all don't be mad at me. It's the past. But I wrote this one called False Beauty because it's actually telling the story of something like beauty's only skin deep. That's what they say.
Mm.
But ugly is to the bone. So, I want to tell you about when I learned that firsthand. False beauty. Now, mind you, like I said, this is the old me. So don't trip off of some of the thinking in this song, in this poem. All right. All right. When I met her, I thought she was an angel. Truth be told, she came from another angle. You know what I mean? The type that comes to strangle. Fierce cat-like, something like a bangle. But enough of that. Let me get to the fact. I met her walking out the club with a nice rag. She had a tat on her back. Yeah, I like that. Plus a rear that's fat. Walking like a stallion, heels and no flats. So I approached her. Game so natural, you would have thought it was my culture. How you doing, miss? My name is Lace. What's your name, sweetie? You have a pretty face. Not to sound rude, one day I think we should pick a place. You know, a chill date. Then you can start to rate me. Tell me what you see. That... Decide what you think we should be. So she started smiling. Her heart started wilding. Then she gave me her number and said, don't be a stranger. And if you do, I'm going to beat you down like a Power Ranger. I laughed it off. That was kind of funny. Then I hopped off like a little bunny. I didn't mind what she said because she was a cute little honey. But I wish somebody would have told me being with her cost a lot of money, like hospital bills and getting tooth fills, Band-Aids and stitches, basically anything that deals with first aid wishes. In the beginning, she started off by blowing kisses. Then soon after, she started throwing dishes. Well, actually, anything she can get her hands on. If she could pick it up, best believe it got thrown. Grown? I guess not. Things were cool, then it got hot. This is what you call a flip-flop. She was tripping when I didn't call. She started acting out. She saw me in the mall. Then she tried to attack me just to make my spirit fall. I ain't gonna even mention all the weapons I found in her wall. Were we a couple? Nah. But I was always in trouble. Why? I don't know, but her anger always seems to get around me in double. I can't believe that someone so fine could ruin my time. Please take these notes from this horror flick which I didn't shine, because I would hate for your movie to be the same as mine, and then rewind.
Wow.
True story.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good, man. I mean, like, you know what? I'm not going to even go into a flow. I'm not going to even do it. But but I'm going to tell you what, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song that we're going to play by you,
mm-hmm.
Diamonds on My Neck. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we get into it?
Diamonds on My Neck is just totally out the box. It's a song. It's another single from my album, When Silence Falls. And it's for a different crowd, mostly for like the, well, it's for everybody. But the up north crowd is what take a big cling to it. It took a big cling to it. It's not typical gospel at all, like just like I Am, period, not typical gospel. But this is a song, basically, it shows that we Christians, we have fun. And two, it just shows how serious I am about what I believe, and this is what it is. Straight up, no
no things about it. And on top of that, diamonds on my neck. When you listen, you look at it, you're like, oh, that's a secular title, but that's not true. Because my jewelry and all my treasure is stored in heaven. So I'm wearing it around my neck. Diamonds on my neck is the anointing that I carry. So that's it. Let me tell you about it.
All right, here you go. Diamonds on My Neck by Poetic Lace. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Covenant Cafe.
Diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my neck,
this is side of it when you chill with Christ. This ain't a sun song, this a punch song. Time to kick away the sin, hut, hut, song. Tell me how you feeling, my whole team say, so you know we all grilling. Mouth full of white, soul full of gold. High up the Holy Spirit, but we ain't blowed. Cruising through the city with my sword in my lap. Not a gun, but my Bible, yeah, I stay strapped. But the special shots, my adversary drops. No weapon born against me, Satan has to stop. Respect this, check this, Nike. Jesus Christ in my mind, psyche. I'm just bragging about my heavenly pension. Yo, tell them what you get when you earn a mission.
Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck.
Christ is like an eagle and Buddha is like a pigeon. See, I'm sounding matters. You're the earth queen here. I see your winds low. Get your circle clear. Did I do that? God sends your boy like Stephon is back. I should be talking about the diamonds on my neck. Guess who gets 10% of my check? I pay my tithe. Heaven send down your prize. Yeah, I'm saved by Christ and I'm living crisp. When I get to heaven, I'll be rocking this. Diamonds on my neck, I look like a juror. Christ puts the ice on me, now I'm cool. Praising God, saying, my. Muhammad, who? Oh, that's the other guy. Disrespecting your religion. If Christ is Goku, you're a little lower than Krillin. No Dragon Balls, we trying to save souls. You want 10 virgins? That's your main goal? That sounds a little silly. I'm talking about real eagles like I was born in Philly. Sick of Martin, and I'm killing. Ice on my neck is getting a little chilly. Flowing on the cloud, I'm saved, so my mama's proud. Diamonds on my neck, I'm shining outside the crowd. Bow down, confess Christ, you know, stop playing. Instantly, your anointing will be saying.
Diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my neck.
Diamonds on my neck. Getting chilly in here. That's pretty good. that's definitely dope. That's
glory to God.
Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait. Before you say that, let me say this before, because I'm going to forget before. I just want to let y'all know, tomorrow, premiere, I'm going to put on YouTube first, the premiere of Can We Get Away official music video is coming out. It's going to, I'm telling you, totally bless you for all those, for those who are in relationships. If y'all looking for a great, healthy song to bless your relationship, boom. It's right here. For those who are looking for the correct way to go about in a relationship, boom, it's right here. If you're looking for something that's just going to make you feel good
and encourage you and some drama and all that stuff is in this video. I promise you, no lie. So tomorrow, y'all be on the lookout for Poetic Laces. Can We Get Away? Official music video releases tomorrow. Also, go to the website, www.poeticlace.com. And also, that's where you can cop the album. Somebody asked me, they said I don't mention it enough. So When Silence Falls is available on iTunes and every other digital market. And you have to email me for a physical copy. Boom. That's what's up with that. On top of that, every Wednesday night, I keep forgetting. I'm not going to forget this time. Every Wednesday night, me and another brother, we host a prayer line. It's for encouraging, it's for prayers, for venting. So many people around the nation call in. The number is, I hope y'all have a pen or a paper, and if y'all don't, y'all can just rewatch the show, or I'll say it twice. It's 775-996-3560. And the conference room number is 717-409. And basically, once again, this is where you can call in, you can vent, you have other saints, you have unbelievers, you have a whole bunch of people that come to one spot seeking the Holy Spirit, looking for encouragement, looking for something, because we are going through it. So let's come together and fight this battle together. Once again, that number is 775-996-3560. In the conference, the room itself, once you call that number, they're going to ask you for a conference room number. The conference room number is 717-409. So we're doing a lot of stuff. I had to share that because it was just totally slipped my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all for listening.
but hey, that's a very good thing going. I mean, that's very, what am I trying to say? That is actually a great thing that you're doing there. You know, people, because sometimes when people have issues with things they're dealing with in their life, they don't want to go face to face with someone.
Right, right.
They may be embarrassed about whatever the situation may be.
Right.
And then, you know, by you calling on the phone, you know, it gives them a sense of confidentiality. You know, like if a husband was calling about his wife beating him. You know what I mean?
Because right.
It does happen, but, yeah. You know, a lot of guys, you know, wouldn't go to a therapist. You know, bottom line, we don't even go to the doctor. Man, our arm could be falling off.
What?
You know, my arm will be all right. I can just tie a couple of socks around my shoulder. It'll be all right. You know, let me go get some shoestring. Let me, I got the fix. You know, we don't go to the doctor, you know.
Right.
And this is really, really dead. You know, like, okay, look, this is ridiculous. I have to go.
Yeah,
but
true.
At the same time, you know, people, when they're having issues, they'd rather deal with somebody that they can't at the moment that can give them the advice that they might be looking for, or, you know, that's something that they didn't expect to hear. And by you going over the phone, it's a comfort level that they can, you know, rely upon. Every Wednesday I can call because this is going on in my life right now. I need to talk to someone, cause, or they just don't have anyone to talk to.
Right, true, very true.
And a lot of times people don't have that one and say, hey, look, this is, you know, that was a bad decision, or this is going on, or whatever the situation may be. And I commend you on that.
I appreciate. Oh, I forgot to mention, it's at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I really, y'all are going to be calling in. It's like, where you at? 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday night. Number once more, 775-996-3560. And the conference room number is 717-409. And you got straight real people, straight soldiers praying, straight people who really, really care, me being one of them. And, you know, God is really moving, all kinds of deliverance. When I say you, all kinds of things have happened on his mind. God is awesome. So I had to throw that out there. If y'all forget that number again and you don't want to rewind the show, you can go to my website, www.poeticlace.com, PoeticLace.com, and everything will be there. So that's what's up.
That's awesome. Now, this next song, it's actually, I did this song a couple years ago. Wow. 2008, actually.
And when I do songs, I like telling stories. You know, I'm a writer, so I like telling stories when I get on the mic. You know, sometimes I like to do the analogy, but I'd rather tell a story, find something to talk about, something that someone might be dealing with. And this is actually one of those songs. This one is called This Time. And
Before you say that, you know what's the great thing about being an interviewer? The great thing about being an interviewer is that you already know what to say when it's time for you to talk about it. Because I wanted to ask you some questions, but you answered every question on this song.
I do apologize. And you know what?
No, that's good. It's good stuff.
I'm about to give myself another. No, you may proceed. I'm sorry. You may proceed.
What should I even ask? We know now. Let's go ahead and play this dope track, man, so we can vibe to it.
Okay, I won't have any questions after the song. I do apologize. I know they did have some questions, and it's just so, you know, when you're doing stuff, you just put it out there. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to again. I would sit back and poetically ask the question. Like I said, this song. This is the name of the song is This Time. Here we go.
See you more, I can take no more. Can you get the subclear talk? Been trapped in the war. See you more, I can take no more. Can you get the subclear talk? Been trapped in the war.
Was the sign he was born under. Life, storm, boredom, rain, pain, and thunder. Tried to live it straight and narrow. Life talk, it became failure. Drugs always embraced him. He was pleased by prostitution. Life came at him fast until he was involved in that car crash. Automobile accident left him comatose, paralyzed. When his thing moved was the tears from his eyes. Life flashed before him. He was a sick-up kid, construction worker type, selling bricks at the height of the night. Rim shine so nice on the S-Class. Jewelry glistened so nice on the neckline down. He was the man round town, took nothing laying down. With his grain of salt, that's what he thought. He sought bogus and biased advice, dealing with his life. He left his wife for a brown skin shorty that was giving up the naughty on the side. Why he cried, she had his baby inside. Never told him she loved him. She thought about the situation. Weeks later, he awakes, paid a visit to the hospital patient. Started gazing in his eyes. The tears took their ride down south, wondering what that's all about. He started speaking highly of his child to be, saying don't worry cause you know I take care of my sick. I always tell him I'll be out on the regular. What lands the cussing, which lands the fussing. Right then she made a confession like Usher. She told him that the baby was by his cousin. She scurried in a hurry, knocked over, get real cars. He wanted to end the pain and suffering. He grabbed a handful of buffer, thought he had it all when he really had nothing. Frontin' with them whips and chains, things done changed. He forgot to aim really high, the game. Wanted him to die, so we lie in a hospital bed like a rug. Wonder how he became the thug. Razor blades split the wrist, wasted blood. Nurses came, now it's time to realize that you felt pain for your mistake, for your mistake.
See you more, I can take no more. Then you got the subclear talk, been trapped in the war. See you more, I can take no more. Then you got the subclear talk, been trapped in the war.
He left his wife for a brown skin shorty that was giving up the naughty on the side.
You know what? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
Listen. I'm gonna keep it real. I got no choice. That shocked me because let me tell you what shocked me. One, I didn't expect you to sound like that. I didn't know what it is. I'm like, all right, let's listen to see what's up. Because I gotta tell the truth, bro. You remind me of Nas. You, that remind me of Nas. So I'm tripping because it's like, I did not expect, because you sound this way right now. But when I heard that, I was like, hold on, wait a minute. That was dope because I can vibe to it. It was like that poetry feel, and then you was telling, this is real talk, and this is the kind of issues that we're still dealing with today. So regardless of when you record the song, this is what we're dealing with today. And this is a story that has to be told because obviously people still doing it and they thinking they the first ones to bring it up. Mm-hmm. So that, you know what? I don't have the button with me, but you had the button, so push the button, man. Push the button.
Wait, I had to push it on myself.
You had to push it.
Thank you.
I rocked with you. I rocked with you. Good stuff. Yes, sir. Now it's my turn to interview. Now, what? Now, Mr. Lamont Ferguson, now where did you get the inspiration to write this song?
a good friend of mine who did the track, his name is DJ. He's an awesome guy. He usually just gives me the tracks and I write my story to it, write a story to it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because of what I do, I write stage plays, I write films, and for me, writing, I don't always write from a personal experience type deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I write from a story mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So I find a story that will be a real situation that people will go through, you know what I mean? And this one is actually dealing with a relationship issue. Trust, you know, broken trust, which happens all the time in every relationship, whether it's married, whether you're engaged, whether you're going together. There's always some type of, you know, people have these issues of broken trust, and that's what happened in this particular story.
Mm.
So I guess that's where my inspiration comes from, me just telling stories, you know, watching a lot of movies, listening to a lot of music and real issues, and that's how I kind of came up with this song.
Good stuff. So I have we have a lot of listeners that want to know, how can we get in touch and find Lamont Ferguson? Is there a Twitter? Is there a Facebook? Is there a website? Like, how can we find you?
you can catch me on Facebook or Twitter at Ferg97, but however, my music is not posted anywhere because I don't really put it up. But I have like a catalog that I'm actually trying to put together, a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asking one of my friends, actually, that lives in Orlando, Olu, if you're listening, I'm not calling names. He does a lot of my music as well, and I've been trying to catch up with him to actually do a current mixtape where I take a different genres of music and put my spin on it. In the different genres of music, whether it's hip-hop sound, R&B sound, alternative, not hard rock sound, but just, you know, alternative type backdrop, and I tell my story over it. And once I complete that, it will be up for free download.
Good stuff.
So the name of the album is called Carpe Diem.
Okay. Now, why is it that?
Carpe Diem is seize the day, seize the moment. And I think in what we do in life, you have to seize the moment. You can't let the situation that's in front of you go away. And the reason behind that is God always gives you a situation to make a decision whether you should do this or not. He gives you opportunities to make decisions, not for you not to rely on God to make your own decision. And God gives us these moments in life, and you have the chance to say, hey, I should do it this way or I should do it that way. He presents it to you. But like I said, it's not, life is not about you making your own decisions. God will give you those decisions to make, and you follow the quarterly. And that's why I come up with Carpe Diem. Seize the moment. Right. So once it comes out, that means for you to seize the moment to download the mixtape. I just want to put together a mixtape. And it's just a lot of stuff out there right now. And I work in a school system that these guys listen to that's nothing.
Yes.
There's absolutely nothing, and I want to provide something with content lyrically and that they can get a message from and be inspired. Like, okay, this cat, he's doing this? Really? Oh, okay, but then, well, yeah, I can get down. I can feel what he's saying. You know what I mean? So
yes.
That's why I want the mixtape to be titled Carpe Diem.
Last question.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have a catalog, so you're not really a rapper, but you are a writer, actor. So,
yeah.
What do we have to look forward to in the near future or far future?
There's quite a few things. Like I said, I've been rhyming for a long time. I'm not gonna say, because if I say how long I've been rhyming, people are like, really? You that old? No, I'm not that old. I'm very seasoned. But however, I'm actually going to be working on that mixtape real soon. Outside of that, I'm writing two stage plays, one with a wonderful lady by the name of Ellen. We've actually taken a book written by Vincent Ellis, this gentleman locally.
Yeah.
It's a book about his life and how he found his father. At the age of 25 or 26, that's when he actually found his father. There was a lot of controversy of who his father was when he was coming up. So we're actually going to be turning that book into a stage play, as well as I'm writing a stage play. Basically, I'm writing a goth, and I don't want to say it, but, okay, let me try tactfully say this. I'm writing a gospel stage play, but however, it's not going to be what you see all the time.
Oh, thank you.
It's not going to be the kind that's going to singing and a light-skinned guy come out with his shirt off and he has the six-pack. And no, it's not going to be that. I'm sorry.
That's too close to a low blow.
I have to be very careful with what I say. Yeah. There are people who do these projects. That's what works for them. I want people to see other projects that's in the same genre, that more creative. And this story that I'm telling is about a couple who has a kid that's autistic. The kid, the wife can't really handle it because the husband is actually always on a roll. She ended up having her best friend end up drawing a wedge between her and her husband. And by the end of the story, he died. The child dies, which brings them back together. So thus the title, Till Death Do Us Part. No singing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, it's not going to be the singing every time you turn around. You know, something's going on in the singing. The singing. No, it's not going to be about that. Sorry, it's going to be about the message of the story for people to get a good sense of theater, to be able to go to a show to see something different than what's out there. I'm outside of the box. Typewriter, so I write with purpose.
Good stuff. Now, we don't have money to give you, But we do but we do have this. Oh, you gotta push it because I'm
actually, and before we go into the next song, I actually feature film that I wrote that actually I'm looking to maybe produce or sell myself.
Mm.
So if you guys out there listening and you're looking for a nice project, I'm not going to tell you about it. You have to just contact me. Via Facebook, you can catch me on Facebook, via Twitter at 97, or which is Lamont_Ferguson@yahoo.com. So what we're going to do now is go to Brandon Avery Smith's song, and that is Change, here on the Covenant Cafe.
Every day, the bitter truth comes on channel 2. Something's going wrong, living in war times. All these hate crimes, being victimized right outside your home. Can't even go to school, cause you don't know who brought a gun to shoot or who won't pull a knife. With violence in the streets, what we really need is the covering Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can save us in these times. He's the only one that can give you peace of mind. He's who I depend on to take the pain away. He can make a change, he will save the day. He's the only one that can save us in these times. He's the only one that can give you peace of mind. He's who I depend on to take the pain away. Make a change, you will save the day. Every day on channel 5, I see another sign. We're in the last and evil day. Randomly taking lives, husbands killing wives, unnecessary fights. Our children getting raped, people are getting robbed while they're in the car, coming from the job, just trying to make a way to fill up their tank. Gas went up today. You got a dollar raise, and it's still the strain. No, he's the only one that can save us in these times. He's the only one that can give you peace of mind. He's the way depend on to take the pain away. He can make a change, he will save the day. He's the only one that can save your life. My age, he's the one to pick on to take the pain away. Oh, try him, I know him for myself. He will take the pain away. Oh, 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 yeah. We need a change. Lost without you. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. We need a change. Yeah. He's the only one that can give you peace of mind. In these times we're dying, and we need your love to restore us. Yeah. I'm tired of seeing people kill each other, Lord. Oh, 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 I need you right now to heal the land. Do it for your glory, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh.
sound like me and my little brother on video games. Like, I just smashed it.
Okay, you know what? I did something. Okay, check this out. We have to go over this again. The Olympics. We are discussing the Olympics. Man, Bolt is fast as lightning. 9.6 seconds in the 100 meter. How do you run that fast? How do you run that fast? Truthfully, how do you run?
If I knew, you probably wouldn't be on the phone with me right now. I would not be on the air with the people right now. You know, I would be in the Olympics winning that medal.
Like I said, he weighs 205 pounds. 200, I mean, that's lean, though. I mean, it's not 200. I'm not talking bad about nobody. But like I said, that's a lean 200.
And he's tall, too. He's tall.
And tall. And then you got, you know, the basketball team beating Nigeria the way they did. And they said that they try to run up the score. But, I mean, you have to play ball. If they're not playing up to your standards, you're not just going to stop shooting.
Exactly.
I don't think you would. You should.
That's real.
You know, so, man, the Olympics is a wonderful thing. Right now, they count on the medals. China is leading 61 medals. The United States have 60. And the next closest, which is crazy, is Great Britain, which with 37.
Oh, wow.
That's the big difference.
That is.
It seems that we, you know, China and the United States put a lot of focus on being very, you know, winning these games.
Yes.
You know, so, but a lot of the countries, a lot of it weighs heavy on when they go back.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
it's big.
Yeah, it's very big. And, like, if you lose, it's like you, of course, let down your country. Now, because the United States is, if, you know, you're in a race and you lose, people are like, okay, well, whatever. He lost, he sucked. You know, we're not saying that's a good thing to say, but that's what people say. But other countries, they're like, oh, no, you lose? What? You're not going to be in the next Olympics. I don't care if you qualify. They're going to figure out something that you're not going to be able to be there.
Yes, is that real? This is life or death. In some cases.
Yeah, exactly. So, I
saw the story of was it Samaria, I believe. They finally got two to qualify in track, and this was like really big. And because their country is so poor that they didn't get no new shoes. They didn't get their track itself that they practice on is horrible. Like I'm pretty sure that your backyard will be a better track for them. This is how serious it is for it. So for them to represent their country, this is a really, really, really big thing to them. And it's only two of them, finally. So it's like it's so many stories that go along with this and how, like, their budget is, I believe it was, $2,000 a month. But, like, that's, you know, get to London, a London alone is very expensive. So it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of stories behind this Olympics. So I can see why it's taken so serious.
You know, I mean, you know, like I said, now, question, do you need to make it to be that serious? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
it's like they say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And right now, since pride is the most beautiful thing that this world is valuing, because everybody wants bragging rights. I'm not saying I agree. I'm just saying I understand. It's not, you know, this is what it is. Everybody wants to say they're the number one country, that, you know, bring home the most gold, you know.
Mm.
You know, money plays a huge role in this, of course. So, you know, it's a lot of things that fall in line with it.
Now,
this is to keep from going in there. I do want to mention this. Special shout out to Gabby Douglas, who became, now she's 16 years old now, who became the first African-American gymnast to win the Olympic all-around championship.
Wow. You know where she's from, right?
Oh, I know.
You know where she's from, right? So we definitely got to give her... She's from VA, baby. That's all I got to say.
Nah, I hear you.
Go ahead. Go
ahead,
now what?
Well, that's, you got it. And I'm just, you know, I'm proud of her because she has a testimony, too. She's been moving around and everything like that. And her mom made a huge sacrifice for them to move to the area. That sacrifice just to get with this coach, to get them in here, to get to here right now. And it's like, and the thing that I love the most about her, all she could do is say, well, God did it. God rains blessings on me. You know, that was her whole thing. Even though that the interviewer tried to make her go around that was her thing. I only won because God said it. That's it. So it was beautiful.
So she made that statement, huh?
She let it be known that it wasn't her will. It wasn't her strength.
Mm.
Proud. So I am a proud, I don't know if I'm a fan, but I am a big supporter right now. Let's go, Gabby.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry we have to come to an end. We have, like, you know, our last 6 minutes of our show. Definitely was a great show today. We had Tim Spady, awesome guy. Once again, Poetic Lace was with some definitely phenomenal poetry as well as his music. I gave everyone a surprise, something from one of the archives. But however, we're gonna have more of that coming. But as always, Porter, can you lace them with some words to go by for the week?
So to close tonight, the Lord gave me some power for you guys. This is, He always does. This comes from 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, which says, therefore, do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light of affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and internal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So it's like, even though the world may be in turmoil, maybe your life may be in turmoil, all the things going on around you, that's not what you need to pay attention to, because God is doing something great in the inside of you, which is far greater. So we're going to look at our situations as joy, because it's building us up. It's building us up for a higher level. It's like, you can't pay attention to the things that's going on right now, because that's temporary. It'll be over. It'll come to pass. It'll pass over. Like, the Lord can take you from one spot to another spot in a minute, in a second, easy, with a snap of a finger. But it's the things that we don't see is what God is doing behind scenes, which is far greater. God is worried about that heart, that soul, because that's what He wants. So everything that's going on around us is nothing, because God is doing something greater. So just keep in mind, though, that everything you're going through, it might be hard. It's killing. It's literally killing the outward side, but it's renewing a new inside of you. And that new that's inside of you is going to take you so much further. So much further. We told so many stories about how somebody was temporary. They might have been homeless right here for this season, but because they endured all that turmoil, they came out to be a great leader, or they became out to be a great inspirational speaker, motivational speaker, or they write movies, or they make music, or they are leading a country. Like, it's no telling. Sky is not the limit, because God is no limits on God. It's no telling where you can go if you just endure this turmoil that's tearing your flesh down and building your spirit up. God is too good for us to be depressed. This is not a season of depression. We are in a season of coming up. God is molding us for purpose. So, of course, we're going through fire. But the thing about fire is fire renews us. It shines, reshapes. It refines gold. That's what fire is used for. It's refined gold. So after gold is refined, it becomes shinier. It becomes stronger. It's beautiful. God's refining us. So we're not going to look at, we're not depressed. We're not going to be depressed. We're going to continue to stand strong. Continue to stand strong. It's some good stuff.
That's awesome. You know what? We're going to actually close out with, I'm going to go to a J Mal song, Good and Bad, in the name of the title, and that's going to close us out here. But you're absolutely right, man. We can't get into a depressed state. You know, there's a lot of stuff goes on every day that has to go on if you're going to live in a functional society. You're going to have bills, regardless of you the richest guy on earth, or, you know, you live in an upper-class neighborhood, you still going to have bills. So don't get depressed if you got bills now. I mean, you're just on a lower level of, not, I shouldn't say lower level, but, you know, if you live in just, you know, according to what your current job is going to give you, you know, that's what you got to live by, but you got to learn how to budget your money. Things like bills, that's not going away, ladies and gentlemen. Bills aren't going away. So never, ever think that, oh, if I have this amount of money, all my bills will go away. No, they're not going to go away. They're going to be, they're going to be still there. You're always going to have bills.
Yeah, it's like they say, the more money, the more problems, you know, things are magnified. And also on top of that, the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. So to a higher level, like when you're brought up to a higher level, there's more required out of you, whether it be people looking at you or whether it be, you know, the bills, or regardless, the higher the level, the more is required out of you, whether it be just be attention or even what you have to, you know, it's more. So it's like we got to be thankful for what we have, and if God doesn't give us, if He gave us too much now, we couldn't handle it. If He gave us too little, and He gave us what we need for the season we're in, and He will give us. He's faithful to give us more than enough. The thing is, He is faithful to us. He loves us so much that He won't give us what we can't handle.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Covenant Cafe. Your host Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
We'll see you next. We will. See you or hear from you next week on the Covenant Cafe.
This is the outro, so long, farewell. This ain't goodbye forever, but only time will tell. We had some funny moments, real talking interviews. Every Sunday, 7:30 Eastern time, we do this. Build you up, encourage you. This is the D-Hour Show. Feel free to come on through. Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lacey's are the host. From the east to the west, we broadcast coast to coast. The Covenant Cafe, yeah, that is the name. We reppin' Jesus Christ, yeah, we're unashamed. He died so we can live, so I'm steady boasting. I think that calls for tears, so I'm steady toasting. What's up, D Slade? That's the CEO. He's tapping on the glass. I guess it's time to go. So let me close with these words so I can keep it meek. Thanks for stopping by. Hope to see you next week.